The Escape Pod. Let's go on a trip through time to see what tomorrow will look like yesterday.
Prepare the escape pod for a launch.
Today was yesterday's tomorrow.
Pressurizing.
Where we are now used to be the unimaginable future.
You will.
And today's outdated entertainment used to be yesterday's state-of-the-art.
Power.
Sifting through science fact and science fiction from outdated technology to the birth of the future. Let's get away from it all for a few minutes by going back the way we came into logbook.com's escape pod.
November 17th.
TheLogbook.com's escape pod has settled into orbit again for a look at the fantastic, the futuristic, and the unreservedly geeky. I'm Earl Green, and I'll be your tour guide as we relive what tomorrow looked like yesterday. On this day in 1970, there were tire tracks on the moon, thanks to the landing of the Soviet Union's lunar rover, Lunokhod 1. Its mother ship, Luna 17, remained in orbit around the moon. Born on this day in 1790, mathematician August Ferdinand Mobius, who discovered the geometric construct we now call the Mobius strip. On this day in 1966, Captain Christopher Pike was trapped in the menagerie all over again.
For eyes of Starfleet Command only.
Oh, I'm certifying I ordered you to read it. Know anything at all about this planet?
Whatever ship captain knows. General Order 7, no vessel under any condition, emergency or otherwise, is to visit Talos 4.
And to do so is the only death penalty left on our books. Only Fleet Command knows why. Not even this file explains that. But it does name the only Earth ship that ever visited the planet.
Enterprise. Commanded by Captain Christopher Pike.
With a half-Vulcan science officer named Spock.
Commodore! Captain Pike, he's gone!
Linda's here, what is it?
Starship Enterprise, Commodore. It's warping out of orbit. Refuses to acknowledge our signal.
In an attempt to keep Star Trek on schedule and on budget, Gene Roddenberry devised The Menagerie, a two-part episode which used almost the entirety of the unsold 1964 Star Trek pilot, The Cage, as the mother of all TV flashbacks. Since The Cage had already been finished, complete with special effects, only a few new framing scenes had to be filmed. It remains one of the most popular episodes of the entire series. In 1967, the Enterprise had two things on board, diplomats and a killer.
Vulcan, I would speak to you.
It does seem unavoidable.
How do you vote on the Corydon admission?
You seem unwilling to wait for the council meeting, Ambassador. No matter. We favor admission.
You favor? Why?
Under Federation law, Corydon can be protected, and its wealth administered for the benefit of its people.
It's well for you. Vulcan has no mining interest.
Corydon has nearly unlimited wealth of dilithium crystals, but it is underpopulated and unprotected. This invites illegal mining operations.
Illegal? You accuse us?
Some of your ships have been carrying Corydon dilithium crystals.
You call us thieves?
Gentlemen. Whatever arguments you have between yourself is your business. My business is running the ship. And as long as I command, there will be order.
Of course, Captain.
Understood.
Mark Leonard made his first appearance as Sarek, Spock's father, in the episode Journey to Battle. On this day in 1978, it was one of the most eagerly awaited primetime specials on TV, until it started.
That's the spirit. You'll be celebrating Life Day before you know it.
Stand by. Here's where we say goodbye to our unpleasant friends.
The Star Wars Holiday Special. Starring Mark Hamill as Luke Skywalker. Harrison Ford as Han Solo. Carrie Fisher as Princess Leia. with Anthony Daniels as C-3PO, Peter Mayhew as Chewbacca, R2-D2 as R2-D2, and James Earl Jones as the voice of Darth Vader.
The Star Wars Holiday Special celebrated the Wookiee Holiday Life Day rather than any particular Earth holiday, and that was just the beginning of it not making sense. From its bizarre comedy guest stars and musical guests to its super low-budget production, this special quickly became legendary for just how bad it was, even though it was also the first appearance of Boba Fett in cartoon form.
You saved my life. Thank you.
You are alone?
I have two droids. We've come in search of a ship that crashed near here.
Maybe I can help you. I am Boba Fett. The ship you seek is nearby.
Are the Imperial troops near this planet?
They are here, friend, and growing more powerful.
It was never aired again. 20 years later to the day, Star Wars fans crowded into theaters not for a new Star Wars movie, but the first new Star Wars movie trailer since 1983. Many fans paid full ticket price to see the trailer, but didn't stay for the movie that came on afterward. You can read about these events and many more on the Logbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history. Available now, the Best of Classic Gaming Expo 2005 on two DVDs, featuring the programmers behind classic video games from Activision and Imagic, the inventor of the first cartridge video game system, and much more. You can pick up our other original books and DVDs, along with hundreds of other titles, anytime in the Logbook.com store. Thanks for listening to the Escape Pod.
Introducing Chewbacca's family. His wife, Mala. His father, Itchy. His son, Lumpy. With special guest stars, Beatrice Arthur, Art Carney, Diane Carroll, the Jefferson Starship, Harvey Korman, and an animated Star Wars story on the Star Wars Holiday Special.
The Escape Pod was written and produced by Earl Kane.